Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to LifePoint, here to the DriveCast. I appreciate you taking the time to invest here. I pray that you had a great weekend and feel refreshed as we hit a new week. We jump back into our series called Everyday Faith, and depending upon which campus you were at, you were getting some of the verses probably in James 4 and or James 5. The focus of our DriveCast this morning is James chapter 4, and it's verse 13. It says, "Today or tomorrow, we will go to this, to that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money." James is saying is that there's a group of people here he's describing who tend to presume on God's grace, right? They have this kind of attitude of arrogance where they believe that they're in total control of their whole lives. But they're really, their attitude is not really living according to God's will, right? God's will is that you and I would be conformed to the image of Christ. So that does not mean that we don't plan. It just means our plans should be rooted in the reality that God is constantly sanctifying us to look more and more and more like Christ. When God is primary in the planning, you and I are going to be more content in the day-to-day. We can be less in control and at the same time have more peace because we're trusting in God's control. James says to his listeners in verse 14, listen, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist and for a little while and then it vanishes. Or maybe your translation says a vapor. And certainly if you've had a near miss, maybe with death, you realize, man, life can be very short. Like every day that we have is a gift. I have a close friend who received a terrible diagnosis. They live in another state, terrible diagnosis, and immediately enrolling in hospice care and looking very quickly towards what outside of a miracle of God is going to be the end of their life. And so it makes sense to me why Jonathan Edwards, famous American evangelist from centuries ago, said, I practiced often thinking of my own death. Death brings a sense of reality to life. But at the same time, we have hope. We have godly ambition that we will not always be what we are in a place like we are currently in. There is a perfect place. There is a perfect body. There are perfect relationships that are awaiting us in eternity. So I want to pray that into our day, and then I want to give you the opportunity to pray as well. Lord, I pray for us today that we will be reminded what the ultimate goal is, what the ultimate glorifying thing is, that we will both glorify you and focus on the fact that we're going to enjoy you forever. We don't have to wait on eternity for that to happen. Lord, that can start today. So I pray that we'll do that. I pray that we'll find our joy today, not solely in the wins and losses, not solely in are we stock up or stock down for the day today, but that we are one step closer to looking like you, that you're at work in ways that we know and ways that we don't know, of turning us into something beautiful, of restoring the creation that was lost in us, in our sinfulness and in our brokenness. And God, we look forward to the day when it'll be perfectly right with you and in your presence. Now you take the opportunity to pray.